Mr. Lab, you can start.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, shareholders. I, Atul Kumar Lab, practicing company secretary of the company, welcome you all to the 40th annual general meeting of the shareholders of Lincoln Industries Limited. Before I hand over to the chairman to start the proceedings of this AGM, I would like to highlight certain points here. Due to COVID-19 pandemic, the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and the Securities and Exchange Board of India, via their respective circulars, have allowed companies to hold the AGM through video conferencing or other audio-visual means up to 30th September 2023. This AGM is accordingly being held through video conference in compliance with the circulars issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and SEBI. Further, as per the said circulars, the requirement of sending the physical copies of annual report for the financial year 22-23 to the shareholders has been dispensed with. Accordingly, the annual reports for the financial year 2022-23, along with the notice of 40th AGM, have been sent by electronic means only to all the shareholders whose email IDs were registered with the company's registrar and share transfer agent or depositories. All the shareholders who have joined this meeting are by default being placed by the host on mute for conducting this meeting smoothly and seamlessly. Now, I would like to request Mr. Praveen Chandandania, Managing Director of the company, to chair the meeting and start the proceedings of this AGM.
Thank you. Dear shareholders, I welcome you all to the 40th Annual General Meeting of Lincoln Industries Limited. Participation of shareholders through video conference is being reckoned for the purpose of quorum as per the circulars issued by MCA and Section 103 of the Companies Act 2013. As the requisite quorum is present, I call the meeting to order. I now request Sri A.K. Labji to provide general instructions to the shareholders regarding participation in this AGM.
Thank you, Chairman, sir. Facility for joining this AGM through video conference or other audio-visual means is made available for the shareholders on a first-come, first-served basis. The register of directors and key managerial personnel, the register of contracts or arrangements have been made available electronically for inspection by the shareholders during the AGM. None of the shareholders have registered themselves as a speaker shareholder for the AGM. Accordingly, the floor will not be open for any shareholders to ask questions or express their views. Now, I would like to request our chairman to continue with the proceedings of the AGM.
Thank you, Lapsi. The company has taken all feasible efforts under the current circumstances to enable shareholders to participate in the AGM through video conferencing facility and in providing electronic voting facility during the AGM. I thank all the shareholders, colleagues on the board, auditors, and the management team for joining this meeting over video conference. Notice of the 40th Annual General Meeting along with the annual report for the financial year 2022-23 was sent to the shareholders electronically. With your kind permission, I shall take them as read. There are no qualifications, observations, or adverse remarks in the statutory auditor's report on the financials of the company for the financial year 2022-23 and the secretarial auditor's report. Therefore, with your kind permission, I take the statutory auditor's report and the secretarial auditor's report as read. I now take up the resolutions as set forth in the notice of the 40th Annual General Meeting. Resolution number one. Adoption of the audited financial statements of the company for the financial year ended March 31st, 2023, along with the reports of the board of the directors and auditors thereon. Resolution number two, appointment of a director retiring by rotation and being eligible offers himself for reappointment. I now request Sri A.K. Labji to brief the shareholders regarding the e-voting process.
Thank you, Chairman, sir. In compliance with the provisions of the Companies Act 2013 and SEBI listing regulations, The company had provided to all the shareholders holding shares as on the cutoff date of 23rd September 2023, either in physical form or in dematerialized form, the facility to exercise their right to vote on resolutions as set out from item number 1 to item number 2 in the notice of the 40th AGM through remote e-voting platform provided by CDSL. The remote e-voting facility was available to shareholders from September 26, 2023, 9 a.m. to September 29, 2023, 5 p.m. Electronic voting facility at the AGM is being made available to enable members who have not cast their votes through remote e-voting to exercise their voting rights. The e-voting window shall be activated upon instructions by the chairman during the AGM proceedings. The members attending the meeting and who have not cast their vote by remote e-voting can exercise their right at the annual general meeting through electronic voting facility. Shareholders can click on Vote tab on the video conference screen to avail this feature. Shareholders may please note that there will be no voting by show of hands. May I now request our chairman to continue with the proceedings of the AGM.
Thank you so much, Labji. The e-voting window shall now be activated for allowing the shareholders to vote during the AGM. Shareholders may note that the e-voting will end after 15 minutes from the conclusion of this meeting. Shareholders who have not cast their vote yet are requested to do so. Further, since the meeting is being held through electronic mode, no proposing and seconding of resolutions will be there. The company has appointed Mr. Atul Kumar Lab, practicing company secretary, to act as the scrutinizer for scrutinizing the remote e-voting and the e-voting process at the AGM in a fair and transparent manner. The results will be declared on or before October 2, that is 2nd October 2023, based on scrutinizer's report after considering the e-voting done today by the members participating in this AGM and also the remote e-voting already done by the shareholders. The results would be published on the company's website and will also be uploaded on the website of the stock exchanges. Furthermore, I authorize the company secretary to declare the voting results and upload the results on the websites of the stock exchanges and publish on the company website within 48 hours from the end of this meeting. The resolutions, as set forth in the notice, shall be deemed to be passed today, subject to receipt of requisite number of votes. I thank all the shareholders for participation in this AGM. I also thank all the board members and auditors for their participation. I now request all the board members and auditors to log off from the meeting. I now hereby declare the proceedings of this AGM as closed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I declare the meeting concluded with the vote of thanks to the Chairman. Thank you and namaskar. Have a nice day.
Thank you to all.
Okay, so I'm stopping the recording of this meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Nath, for your cooperation. Thank you very much.
Yeah.